You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. An LA woman riding the metro to work when she's approached by a stranger, Juan Flores. Flores grabs the woman by the arm. She struggles to get away, screaming for help as they approach the Allen Metro station. No one can subdue Flores, and he drags the woman off the train, crosses over the tracks, then hops the cement barrier onto the 210 freeway and throws the woman into oncoming traffic before he runs away. A bystander calls 911. The woman's transported to the hospital with deep cuts on her face.
Nancy, police are calling this a random attack with no idea what motivated Flores. Surveillance footage at the Allen Metro station captured the terrifying moment the victim was thrown into traffic. She is now reportedly in stable condition after receiving staples for her cuts. She did have to return to the hospital when her wounds became infected and she was running a high fever.
Juan Flores, 33, now charged with attempted murder. Nakia Davis upset when her sister only brings home food for herself and repeatedly asks the sister to share. When the sister refuses, Davis grabs a plate of ravioli and throws it at her sister's face. Cops are called, and the sauce on Davis's sister is pretty clear evidence, but Davis also confesses. Nakia Davis, 21, charged with domestic assault a la ravioli. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Southern California, a 73-year-old man has entered a not guilty plea in connection with a series of cold case murders dating back to 1977. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online with more.
The suspect, Warren Luther Alexander, has been arraigned on multiple murder charges following a breakthrough in the investigation through the use of DNA technology, this according to the Ventura County District Attorney's Office. Alexander, a resident of Diamond Head, Mississippi, was extradited to California after being apprehended in Surry County, North Carolina, where he was facing charges in another decades-old murder case from 1992. The California cases involve the tragic deaths of three women, all of whom were sex workers in Ventura County and were found dead in 1977. District Attorney Eric Nasarenko previously identified the victims as 18-year-old Kimberly Fritz, 31-year-old Velvet Sanchez, and 21-year-old Lorraine Rodriguez. The investigation took a significant turn last year when DNA evidence linked Alexander to the murders. The match was made after the DNA was uploaded to a national database, leading authorities to Alexander, who had been identified as a suspect through investigative genealogy in a separate North Carolina case. In that case, Alexander is accused of the murder of 29-year-old Nona Cobb, whose body was discovered along Interstate 77. Alexander was arrested for Cobb's murder in March 2022, though that case has yet to go to trial. Authorities revealed that Alexander had ties to Oxnard, having lived there during the 1950s and 60s and returned to the area in the 1970s.
During the time of the alleged murders, Alexander worked as a cross-country truck driver, a job he held into the early 1990s. Now to a recent court filing in Alabama in which a corrections officer detailed the nation's first nitrogen gas execution, revealing unexpected observations about the inmates' blood oxygen levels. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The officer noted that the inmate, Kenneth Smith, maintained normal oxygen levels longer than anticipated before they abruptly dropped. Another document indicated that the nitrogen gas flowed for at least 10 minutes during the execution. These filings provide new insights into the execution of Smith, the first person to be put to death using nitrogen gas. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office argues that the high oxygen reading suggests Smith held his breath as the nitrogen gas flowed, prolonging the execution. However, attorneys for another inmate contend that the state has no evidence to support this claim, accusing it of trying to justify a botched execution. Media witnesses, including the Associated Press, reported that Smith convulsed on the gurney for several minutes before gasping for breath. Alabama has assured a federal judge that the new method would include quick unconsciousness and death. As Alabama prepares for more nitrogen gas executions, controversy surrounds the method's efficacy and reliability. A federal judge is set to hear arguments on a motion to block the planned nitrogen gas execution of Alan Miller in September, which would be the second of its kind in the nation.
Media witnesses, including our friends with the Associated Press, reported that Smith convulsed on the gurney gurney for several minutes before gasping for breath. Alabama had assured a federal judge that the new method would induce quick unconsciousness and death.
Thanks, John. Amanda DeGuio, 24, excited to see her two young daughters when she returns to Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, after a short trip to Florida. Amanda spends time with her family and unpacks. That evening, she leaves the house on foot without her phone, purse, or any extra clothes. She never comes home. Family checks with Amanda's friends. No one knows where she is, and no one's heard from her. Searches of the area turn up nothing. Possible sightings are not Amanda. Police perform digs at several of Amanda's friends' homes, always coming up empty-handed. Amanda's family is desperate for answers. Amanda, now missing 10 years, is 5'2", 115 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. She has a diagonal surgical scar across her abdomen. If you have info on Amanda DeGuio, please call Upper Darby, Pennsylvania PD, 610-734-7693. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.